Sivas Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sivas Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Beis at the first Mishnah on the page, Hi Omeris. Hi Omeris Mukas Eitz Ani, Behu Omer Leike Ela Joseph Ishat, Rav Gamliel, Rav Elezer Omim Nehmenes. Rav Gamliel and Rav Elezer say that if she says, I am a Mukas Eitz, and he says, no, rather you have relations with a man, she's believed. Yerushua Omer Lemi Pia Nechayim, Yeshua says, we don't trust her words, rather the chazokah is that she had relations with a man until she brings proof for her words. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar says that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who says that a Mukas Eitz, her ksuvah is 200 zuz. According to Rabbanon, whether she was bull or Mukas Eitz, her ksuvah is 100. Amar Rav Yosi, Rabinan, Sabrin, Meimah, Ma Pligin, Rav Meir, Veilein, Rabbanon, Rav Yosi says, before Rav Elazar said so, we thought that when do Rav Meir and Chacham argue, it's when he entered her becheskes mukas eitz, when she was assumed to be a mukas eitz. If he entered her becheskes basula, and she was found later to be a mukas eitz, then even Rav Meir agrees that her ksuba is 100 zuz. In Mada Tanin, and he emeres mukas eitz ani, v'hu oimer leki ela joses ish at, Had Amma afilu konsa becheskes shibasula venimtes mukas eitz hi hamachlekes. But now we hold Lago Benazah, we learn from our Mishnah, she says I'm a mukas eitz, and he says no, rather you had relations with a man. This teaches that even if he entered the becheskes basula and she was found to be mukas eitz, they argue. Rav Yemi v'shem Rav Yizeiro le Amma kein ela hi ameres mukas eitz honi uksibasa, which is a mana, v'hu oimer leki ela joseph ishat ve'in lach alai klum. Rav Yemi, quoting Zera, didn't say so. Rather, she says, I'm Mukas Eitz, and my Ksuba is 100, and he says, no, rather, you had relations with a man, and you have no claim at all against me. Man and Kaiman, what's the case? Im Mishakamsa Becheskes Basula, Benensis Mukas Eitz, Afrib Meir Moide. If he entered her Becheskes Basula, and she was found to be Mukas Eitz, even Rav Meir agrees that her Ksuba is 100. Im Mishakamsa Becheskes Mukas Eitz, Benensis Mukas Eitz, Nikahu de Pesach Pasurach, then Beit, then Ba'adam. If he entered her becheskes mukas eitz and she was found to be a mukas eitz, is there a difference in how much the opening is open between if the basilim were lost through a piece of wood or through a man? What's her husband's basis to claim that she had relations with a man? Rather, we have to say that he entered the becheskes basula and if she was found to be a mukas eitz, you have to say that it's different when she was found to be a ba'ula, means that then she gets nothing. If not, what do they argue about? Rehuna b'shem v'zeira, v'alma ken elahi omeres mukas eitz oni, ken Asnisi imach who oimer loki elat versus ishat loinisnisi imach klum. Ravuna, quoting Zera, didn't say so. Rather, she says I'm a mukas eitz, and so I stipulated with you, and he says no. Rather, you had relations with a man, and he didn't stipulate it with me at all. If so, we can't bring a proof about one who entered her becheskes basula and she was found to be beula. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ravu medavres im echad. Say that if they saw a woman talking with a man, and she says that it was Pliny a Kohen, means someone with proper lineage, she's believed. Yeshua says we don't trust her words, rather the chazok is that it was with a nosin or mamza, and she's forbidden to kahuna, unless she brings proof to her words. The Gemara says, "Ma medaberes nibeles, v'lama tanina medaberes lo shenoki Rabbi Omer." The Gemara says, "What does talking mean?" It means she had relations. Why does our Mishnah teach the phrase "talking"? It uses a clean, means euphemistic expression. The Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Yosher halacha kum Gamliel v'ukubileze mishum shnayim shirobo al echad. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yosher, said that the halacha follows the Gamliel and Rabbi Leze says two chachamim on the majority over one. Rav Yosi Bai im halacha l'mashnayim. Rav Yosi asks, if he had a tradition that this is halacha, why do you need to say that they are two? Im mashnayim l'mahalacha, and if he rules like them because they are two, why did he say that the halacha follows them? This is just like any other case of majority against a minority. Ve'ata in yisbar Rav Yochanan k'Rav Yeshua in halacha k'Rav Gamliel k'Rav Elezer ela k'Rav Yeshua. According to this, if Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds like Rav Yeshua, perhaps halacha does not follow Gamliel and Rav Elezer. Rather, Yeshua, for two, argue with two. Makadain, the Gemara asks, why should we say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like Rabbi Yeshua? Mishum Eidus Sha'ishak Sheolah. The answer is it's due to testimony that a woman is kosher for it, means to say that the father of her fetus has proper lineage. Having by Mema, Ma Pligin, the Vishur, Veilain, Vonon, the Mokam Shirot Sulim, at Mokam Shirot Ksherim, after Vishur Moidi. We assume that when do Vishur and these Rabbanon argue, it's in a place where the majority are possible, but in a place where the majority are kosher, even the Vishur agrees. And if so, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri holds like Rishua, Rabbi Yochan is unlike Rabbi Gamliel ben Eleazar, for they are machshi even when the majority of men are pasul. Also, Rabbi Yaakov ba Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lo b'shem Rabbi Elazar, afilu b'mokam shevoish k'sheimim, he are machleikis. And we reject that Rabbi Yaakov ba Acha quoting Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lo quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that even in a place where the majority are kosher, they argue. So Rabbi Yeshua has zinus rotsa Acha b'sulim. Rabbi Yeshua holds that zinus pursues Pesulim if we attribute Znus to them even if they are the minority. Amar Rizera, Masnisa, Amma, Afila Kishirim, Mazanin, Datani, Afila Chosit, Vachasidim, Ein Manoisoi, Apotopos Alawais. Rizera says that Mishnah teaches that even Kishirim have Znus, because it teaches that even the greatest Chosit, we don't appoint him to be a guardian over Arias.